Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. Last week's show featured longtime dentist Eddie White, a boomer who's the creator and driving force for the very popular and successful Awandaw Green and the Wednesday Night Barn Jam. Those events bring well-known and new musicians every Wednesday night, rain or shine, to Awandaw Green, located behind the Seawee Outpost in Awandaw. If you missed last week's show, just go to our website, letstalkboomers.com, to listen. And if you want to go this Wednesday to Barn Jam, you can also go to our website, and that will link you to awandawgreen.com. All right, now let's talk boomers about some fun upcoming events for this week. October is Oyster Roast Month, and it's almost over. But you can still eat unlimited oysters and support a great cause. Tomorrow is the Shucking for Seniors event that raises money for the ITN Network, which provides affordable and dignified transportation for seniors. This annual oyster roast takes place again tomorrow, Sunday, October 26th, from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Bowens Island Restaurant. There will be live music, a silent auction, adult beverages, even a Halloween costume contest for young and old alike. And of course, there will be plenty of oysters. Tickets are only $30. Visit shuckingforseniors.org for more information. And do the holidays stress you out? They do me. I came across a free workshop entitled Coping with the Holidays. When all else fails, laugh about it. This workshop helps us learn new approaches to dealing with holiday stress and will provide hands-on experience on how to use humor and creative thinking to combat your holiday blues. The class is taught by a licensed clinical social worker and takes place this Tuesday, October 28th, at noon at beautiful Founders Hall, Charlestown Landing. Although it is free, please register by visiting the Center for Women's website. And Halloween is almost here. Celebrate early this week with a ghostly pub crawl. Throughout the month of October and for the rest of this month in October, at 7 p.m. every night, the Original Pub Tour of Charleston presents the 6th annual Haunted Pub Crawl. Hear ghostly tales, enjoying pints of delicious locally brewed craft beers. The crawl begins at 40 North Market Street at the Rainbow Market Shops, downtown Charleston. Cost is $30 a person. Simply call 577-5535 for reservations. And Friday is Halloween, but you don't want to trick-or-treat? How about seeing Macbeth instead? Shakespeare's Macbeth uncovers the terrifying consequences of blind ambition. In medieval Scotland, a savage world of ghosts, witches, and bloody battlefields, a dark prophecy leads a warrior and his wife past the point of no return. The Village Repertory Company production will perform Halloween night and November 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Wolf Street Playhouse, downtown Charleston. Ticket prices are $20 to $30. Visit info at wolfstreetplayhouse.com. That's info at wooflfestreetplayhouse.com. So how exactly do we get to all of these great events? Well, let's talk cars. Boomers are now the number one buyers for new cars, also known as boomermobiles. But what do we need to know when shopping for a new car? How do we match our boomer needs with a car? What are common mistakes to avoid when making this very major purchase? We're going to get the answer to these questions and more when we return with Joe Saro, owner of Mount Pleasant Chevrolet. And also, you can visit Mount Pleasant Chevrolet for the rest of October on Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant at the corner of 526 and 17. For every test drive, $10 goes to breast cancer awareness research. You are listening to Let's Talk Boomers, presented by Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate specialist with Coldwell Bankers United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. We'll be right back.
Let's Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. As I mentioned before the break, boomers are leading the way with car buying. But even though at this point in our lives, we've owned a car or probably more than one car, it is still a major purchase, and we want to make sure our new car, our new boomer mobile, fits our lifestyle and our budget. So I'm so glad to have with us today Joe Sorrow, owner of Mount Pleasant Chevrolet. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks, Rebecca. Very excited to be here.
Well, I'm so glad to have you here. You are a new member of the Mount Pleasant community, and you've contributed a lot to the community already. But I also wanted to talk with you today about boomers and car buying. I was looking at a University of Michigan study. Boomers are the generation most likely to buy a new car, and in 2011 had the highest rate of vehicle purchase. Why is that?
Yeah, that's correct, Rebecca. Boomers right now, if they've saved all their lives, they have pensions, they have 401ks, they have this extra nest egg, not only the fact that they've worked extra years, you know, because they're not ready to retire. They won't accept the fact that they have to retire. So now that, you know, they may be being forced to retire, they're still active. They have a, I got to tell you a quick story is, you know, I work out in the morning. You know, I get up at 5 o'clock. I'm probably the youngest one in the gym. Okay. So, you know, it's pretty impressive. I love it. I love seeing them coming in. But like I said, the reason why I think the spike is because they just have that extra money, and they've been saving it up, and they're coming on and they're spending it. And one thing about the vehicles today is they're building these cars to fit their lifestyle. You know, so there's a lot to offer. Mm-hmm. They don't want to sit at home and be couch potatoes, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I see a lot of people coming in with bike racks and, you know, they're living life mm-hmm. to the fullest.
Yes, I can definitely attest to the cycling group. We had Ben Gruber, who owns Trek of Mount Pleasant Inn, on the show a couple weeks ago. And definitely those boomers are putting their bikes on racks and getting out there and joining cycling groups. And mm-hmm. some have trucks to pull their boat.
Oh, yeah.
So it's to keep that active lifestyle and the youth factor as well, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a truck suits any age. Right now, though, for the boomers, trucks and small SUVs seem to be hitting it off real well. The truck is so versatile. You can pretty much do whatever you need with it, off road, on road. A truck these days drive better than a car.
Wow.
They're quiet. They mm-hmm. get great gas mileage. They're focused on, you know, the features and benefits to suit everyone's needs, not just the young, but, you know, everyone up the line. And it's exciting to see that. And just the selection, they're designing these vehicles with more room. Just the features, the technology in these vehicles are just off the chart. The navigation systems are fascinating. They get you anywhere you want to go, on road, off road, doesn't matter. It's more of their lifestyle.
Well, I read also that, and I have terrible depth perception, so my family's always given me a hard time about trying to parallel park or anything like that, back up.
Oh, yeah.
So are there within the new cars now, as I get older, and I'm sure it's only going to get worse when I try to park my car, are there systems now to help me do that as I get older that kind of takes over the automated part of it?
Pretty soon, you're just going to have to sit down and just let
Yay.
Go. Okay. There's cars out there now that they're coming up with. They have lane departure where if you cross the lane and you don't have your blinker on, it's going to let you know. Your seat's going to vibrate. They have backup cameras. They have park assist. The car will park itself for you. You know, there's so much technology out there where it's just, you know, the cars are just getting safer and safer every single day.
I borrowed one of those cars that vibrate when you go too fast from you.
Oh, yeah.
You were very gracious and helped out Wando Band earlier in the month, and I drove the judges around a really, really nice Suburban.
Yeah.
And yes, it definitely made me very honest about my speed that
right?
day, which is a very good thing.
Big, big red flashing
yes,
light in front
yeah.
of you.
Don't need another one of those tickets. All right. Probably I need one of those.
Yeah.
The Chevrolet Silverado and the Chevrolet Equinox were both listed by AARP, this is in 2013, as one of the top 10 Boomermobile purchases. Why do you think is that? Kind of what we've been talking about, the versatility?
The versatility. For the smaller SUVs, I was reading an article also, and it was saying that, a lot of the Boomers are getting away from the, I don't want to name brands, but they're getting away from those stereotype vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to focus on the light pickup trucks.
Hmm.
And these smaller SUVs, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just so accommodating. If you go to, gym bags or, grandkids or children or, it's just so user-friendly and just it makes life convenient.
But also, what if I want to have a little bit of a different vehicle, need for speed? What's one of the more popular cars out there?
Well, the number one, I would say, need for speed with Chevy would be the Corvette, obviously. Beautiful car. They redesigned that vehicle. It is top. The state of the, it's words can't even describe that vehicle. You got to come down and check it out.
I would love to.
I have a beautiful one in the showroom right now.
Oh, good.
But even the Corvette, the 2014, 2015 Corvette right now is so priced compared to its competitors out there. Ferrari. I mean, they're pairing this car up with the Ferrari, Lamborghini. I mean, and it's beating them. And it's still keeping a price tag where it's very affordable. You'd be surprised. I mean, they're starting under $70,000 for a 2014 Corvette. Yes, it's a lot of money, but comparing it to that other vehicle in that lineup, you're getting so much car. And you're getting the looks. The car's just sexy all around.
Yeah, it's very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, let's say I decide, I'm going to go get that new car. What I really liked about your website is how you went through a Q&A of whether you should buy or lease that new car. Can you tell me some benefits of both? How do I determine if I should buy or lease a new car?
Well, buying and leasing are completely, first of all, pick out a vehicle, work the price out. Once you get all that figured out, then you can determine whether you want to lease it or buy it. Okay, the figures don't change. One thing about leasing is, the benefits of leasing is you have three options. One is, at the end of 2 years, 3 years, 30, you can go up to 39, 42 months would probably be the longest you would want to lease. Now, they do have 60-month leases out there. I would completely tell you to stay clear away from them. Just not a great, financial decision on a vehicle. But the shorter, the better. If you can afford to do a 24-month, 36-month lease, then that would be the better way to go. And a lot of times when you lease a vehicle, you can tend to get a little bit more vehicle because it's based on the value of the vehicle in the 2 or 3 years that you want to lease the vehicle for. And basically what happens is in the end of the lease term, you have three choices to make where you can either buy the vehicle out, you like it, this is what you want. You can trade it in if you want to upgrade to the newer model.
Okay.
Or if let's just say there's some bad press on a vehicle or something like that, and the value drops, all you have to do is just turn the keys over, walk away, and never look back.
Okay.
So you're never taking that negative equity with you. If you're financing a vehicle, a lot of people will finance for 72 months. Sometimes they even go 84 months. But with that shirt, basically what you're doing is you're just cutting that in half, and you're giving yourself some options.
So really, what I'm hearing is that it's important to do some research before you go and buy a new car.
Absolutely. Do research if you buy a car or anything else. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just educate yourself on it. There's a lot of manufacturers out there. There's a lot of specials going on. But look for the car that's going to suit your needs. Obviously pick out the style that's going to, your lifestyle is going to make you look good out there and everything. But there's just so many selections. There's so many choices. It can probably get confusing. If you can narrow it down, it would make it a lot easier for you. And that's easy to do. You just go on the website. You can go on Chevy.com. You can go on MPChevy.com. We have so much information on our website. It just takes a lot of the guesswork out of it and get you facts, and we can answer any questions that you have.
Okay.
And without even coming in and being, you know, hassled or, you know, the stereotype of a car dealership and all that, I try not to bring that to Mount Pleasant. I try real hard. I don't want people, you know, I don't want that car dealership or that car dealer stereotype. And that's why I get involved with the community.
And you do. That's one of the reasons I was drawn to you is because you moved here a little over a year ago after going to River Dogs game.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is you're out in the parking lot and saw half the cars were Chevrolets.
That's
and,
right. You heard that, huh?
And I'm sure you did your research and said, oh, I think I'd like to sell in the Charleston area. And yet when you came here, you also really immersed yourself in giving back to the community almost immediately. So can you tell me why that's so important to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the most important thing to me and my family. I have a 10-year-old and a 14-year-old. So actually, just turned 11. 11 and 14-year-old. And beautiful wife. And we came up here. We made a decision. We're from Florida. And we, you know, they say roots are pretty strong up here. Well, I got a pretty big oak tree down there growing right now. So I had to rip that thing up.
Good.
And I'm trying to plant it up here somewhere. And you know, I'm hoping it catches. My family loves it here, and we really want it to catch and get some strength in that, so we can you know, my kids go, my freshman in Wando High School, very intimidating school. He comes from a very small school before he got here, so but he's adapting well. But yeah, he's always been into baseball, travel ball, Florida. We play, you know, 7 days a week, and down there. So I brought him up to the River Dogs game. But yeah, you're right. We looked around, we saw a lot of great people, met a lot of great people, and very welcoming, and made it real easy to make up my decision. You know, I've been with the same company for over 20 years, so this was a pretty big decision to move my whole family up here and take on this challenge.
Well, you certainly exemplify your motto, which is Mount Pleasant Chevrolet, new ownership, new attitude.
That's right.
And we're so glad that you're here. And I just want to encourage listeners, if you're thinking about buying or leasing a new car, make sure you visit Joe Saro and his team at Mount Pleasant Chevrolet. They're on 1607 Highway 17. That's on the corner of 17 and 526. You can also visit his website, which I promise you is full of very useful information, and that is mpchevy.com. And Joe, is there anything else you'd like to mention before we close?
I just thank you for the time. Thank you for inviting me in. You know, we've done a lot of changes to the dealership, a lot of revamping and remodeling. Even if you haven't stopped by, one thing I did notice when I came up here is no one knew where Mount Pleasant Chevy was or the Chevy dealership in town. So
okay. We
did some trimming of the trees. We took down the old CVS and we made a lot of changes. So just stop by and say hi. That's all.
Have a cup of coffee. You have a nice waiting room in there.
We got a beautiful waiting area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cars to look at. We've tripled the inventory. We got a lot of great selection, trucks, SUVs, Corvettes, whatever. And we have a fantastic selection of used cars as well. So if I don't have it, I'll get it. That's
great.
Not a problem.
Great.
All right.
Well, thank you so much again. And you're listening to Let's Talk Boomers, presented by Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, a 55-plus real estate specialist with Coldwell Bankers United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. Thanks again, Joe Saro, Mount Pleasant Chevrolet, for being here. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, your host. I'm with Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group again. Rick, last week you talked about the process of discovery that makes your firm different. This week, let's talk about the team approach to financial planning of your group and why that is beneficial to a client.
Well, thank you again, Rebecca, for featuring me on Let's Talk Boomers. And what I'd like to do is just spend a few minutes on some of the history of the Coastal Financial Planning Group and share that with our listeners. Way back about between the 9 and 10 years ago, a group of financial professionals and myself put together the idea for the Money Matters radio program, which airs here at 9 a.m. on 94.3 WSC-FM. Our objective for that show, though, was to provide a financial variety of topics and cover different topics that were beneficial to our listeners. By implementing the strategy of rotating through these financial professionals from different backgrounds, I created relationships with these financial professionals that have helped our clients over the years that have called in off of the radio program. So certainly that's one method that we incorporate the team approach to financial planning is through that. And that's to the benefit of our listeners to have a one-stop shop, so to speak. The second method is the internal growth of the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Now, recently we added one of our newest certified financial planners, John Coleman, who has joined our group and specializes in the area of Social Security planning. So definitely check out the website for a calendar of events and our Social Security workshops coming up with John Coleman.
That is all really great information, Rick. You have quite an awesome team. To learn more about the Coastal Financial Planning Group's team approach to financial planning, check out their calendar of educational events at cfpgroup.biz. That's cfpgroup.biz. Fellow Boomers, do you worry about your older loved ones mixing up their medications or when adding a new one, forgetting to throw out the old, thus taking too much and causing significant adverse side effects? Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart, including medication management to families in the Lowcountry and now Columbia area. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. This has been another Let's Talk Boomer show. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. here on News Talk Radio 94.3 FM.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.